on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Interesting one on the front of the Irish Times about antidepressants being used by children. Prescriptions for antidepressants for children aged 15 or under have increased by more than 130% over the past decade. And now there are concerns from people working in the mental health sector of a growing crisis in being able to meet the needs of children and young people seeking help. So figures obtained by the Irish Times show a total of 6,541 prescriptions for antidepressants were issued for children aged 15 or under in 2012. That figure has now gone up to 15,113 in 2022. So we've at least 15,000 children in Ireland on prescription for antidepressants. And Jigsaw, the mental health charity, said services for young people were in a very tricky spot at the moment. The Irish Daily Mail is warning of water shortages, not because of the weather or anything like that, but because of strike action next week if a strike planned at 30 local authorities goes ahead. The paper says that the country faces widespread water shortages and boil water notices. Water workers at local authorities are to take part in a strike next Wednesday and Thursday over moving them to Uisce Éireann, to Irish Water. SIPTU has warned that these disputes will cause significant disruption to water and fire services across the country. Irish Independent looks at the refugee crisis. We could be putting refugees in nursing homes now. The government is lifting the ban on private nursing homes being used as refugee centres, but the owners are going to have to wait 2 years before they can exit the market. So there has been a ban in place amid fears that nursing homes were closing down and then being converted into refugee centres, but the government rowing back on that and lifting the ban. Now, the Irish Examiner looks at the Lebanon. I don't know if you heard the news yesterday about five men who have been charged with the killing of Irish UN peacekeeper Private Sean Rooney. The Examiner says that the five men face execution after being charged in connection with the killing of Private Sean Rooney. And some of the reports were a bit patchy coming out yesterday from Lebanon, but there are some court documents on this, and in Lebanese law you can face the death penalty if you are found guilty of intentional homicide, which is what they are being accused of. Closer to home, the Irish Daily Star: cabbie gets bullet. This video was doing the rounds on social media yesterday evening, allegedly of a customer in a taxi appearing to get threatened with a gun during a trip in a taxi, after which the driver got the sack from the job. That was in the north. The video is quite scary looking. These are obviously all allegations there, but the taxi firm has sacked the driver who appeared to hold a passenger at gunpoint in Belfast. The Irish Sun has this world exclusive interview with Philip Schofield. The headline: I'm broken and ashamed, but not a groomer. Philip Schofield has spoken for the first time about his affair with a much younger colleague. He says he's utterly broken and ashamed, but stressed he did not groom him. Also talks about his friendship with Holly Willoughby and says he's sorry. I don't know if you've watched the video yet, but the weirdest thing I found was he kept vaping during the interview, which is quite odd for such a big exclusive interview. But obviously, the man is a bit stressed at the moment and felt he needed the vape to do the interview. So that's on the front of the Irish Sun. They've dedicated a number of pages 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9 to Philip Schofield. Irish Daily Mirror goes with the This Morning drama as well. Holly, I've nothing to hide. Holly Willoughby's off in Portugal on her holidays at the moment, and she says she will cooperate with an external review of Philip Schofield's affair. She's been seen for the first time since all of this happened in Portugal on her holidays, and a source close to Holly says she's keen to get back to work and has nothing to hide. Now, if you're to believe the rumour mill, on one side she's back to work Monday, on the other side she's never returning to This Morning again, so we just don't know what's happening. Now, speaking of Philip Schofield on the vape there, obviously this week here in Ireland we've introduced some restrictions on vaping. We obviously have the warnings on the packet of fags about the health implications of cigarettes, but the Mail Mail tells us that in Canada, they're going to become the first country in the world to introduce warning labels on cigarettes. And when we say that, we mean each individual cigarette. So if you buy a packet of 20, there'll be a warning on each individual cigarette warning you of the health dangers. The move was announced by Health Canada, aimed at helping people to quit smoking, and the regulations are going to take effect on August 1st. So Ireland usually leads the way on things like this. Canada beaten us to it this time, but you'd wonder it might come in here too. The Telegraph covers Joe Biden. I'm sure you all saw images of him falling over. The Telegraph says his spokesperson says he's fine. Joe Biden tripped and fell on stage while giving out diplomas yesterday. The paper says it's the latest in a string of tumbles the 80-year-old president has had. He was at the US Air Force Academy in Colorado when it happened. Apparently there was a sandbag on the stage and Joe Biden tripped over it. But the Republicans are absolutely loving it, as you would imagine. Donald Trump Jr. says as much trouble as Joe Biden has standing on his feet without falling in front of the cameras, imagine how many times he has fallen down when the cameras aren't rolling, according to Donald Trump Jr. Last summer, Joe Biden fell off his bike in Delaware. He's also fallen up the steps of the plane for Air Force One, but he does say he's absolutely fine. Now, on to the summer, the Times of London. I'm sure this applies to strawberries here, given that we've a similar climate as across the water. We're told that the wait has been a month longer than last year, but now strawberries are finally making their way onto supermarket shelves. And the good news is they're going to be bigger and sweeter than last year. The cooler weather has allowed strawberries to become sweeter and juicier. The British Berry Growers Association says it's going to hit its peak around the third and fourth weeks of June, and the cooler weather in spring has resulted in a slower ripening period. I have to say, absolutely love strawberries, and the cooler nights have really helped as well. So I'm sure that's the same in Ireland. I'm sure we'll hear later today about the Irish situation. And staying with Ireland and the weather, the Mirror tells us that Met Éireann could be about to declare a heat wave. That's if temperatures reach 25 degrees over the bank holiday weekend. Now, in order to get a heat wave, we need, the official definition of a heat wave is you need 5 consecutive days where temperatures are recorded at 25 degrees. We did have 25 degrees recorded in Clare on Tuesday. Met Éireann forecast 26 degrees for Wednesday and yesterday. So if tomorrow reaches 25 degrees for a fifth day running, Ireland would officially be in a heat wave. Now, you'd have your doubts about that because the evenings are certainly cool enough. I don't know, would you sit out past 8 or 9 o'clock? Met Éireann is warning that we will have obviously warm, sunny weather, but there's no guarantee. I mean, the weather forecast today is 18 to 23, 24 degrees. So we're not quite off a heat wave, or we're not quite at a heat wave there, but we are warmer than some well-known destinations like Spain, Portugal, Greece and Italy. And there's still no sign of any rain. So that's the situation with the weather. Those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.